Finding the best path to success can be tough for students who don't have enough support at home or at school. This is true in many of North Carolina's rural school districts, including Vance County. Now, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill has established the first college advising corps in the state to reach those hard-to-reach students. Leonita Inch has the latest in our series, Perils and Promise, Educating North Carolina's Rural Students.
Young people are pretty much the same everywhere. They have hopes and dreams just like the next kid, just like these students in Vance County.
But when I'm in college, I'm a double major. I'm going to do gynecology and urology.
Yeah.
And so what do you want to do when you graduate?
I want to be a firefighter. Yeah, I've been told you that. I do want to be a firefighter or a hairstylist.
And then there are students like Noah Whitaker, a senior at Northern Vance High School, who has been putting together his game plan for a while.
My plan is to stay here in Henderson for a year and work until I'm old enough. When I turn 18, I can leave on a mission trip for my church. And after I get back, I want to go to college and follow a career path.
The game plans, hopes, and dreams are not the problem. It's the execution of these dreams, and in many school districts, there just isn't enough good advice to go around. One of the main problems is rural populations are more likely to have more families living in poverty, more families still waiting for that first child to go to college, and guidance counselors who are overwhelmed.
Finding a school that is highly populated with low income or underrepresented or first generation students is not that hard.
Yolanda Keith is the program director of the Carolina College Advising Corps based at UNC Chapel Hill. She says about a decade ago, two recent Carolina grads were sent to help advise students in four underperforming low-wealth high schools. Today, they have 45 advisors blanketing 64 North Carolina high schools in 25 counties, including Vance County.
There are, again, a lot of first-generation students there and students that kind of struggle with getting to college. But they also kind of struggle with having a support system and helping them kind of realize what college actually means or the way that it can impact their lives.
The Advising Corps concept is a national nonprofit model. The first time Carolina College Advising Corps members began working with students in Vance County was last school year, thanks to millions of dollars from the John M. Belk Endowment. Belk Endowment money also recently helped kick off advising corps at Duke University, Davidson College, and NC State, all serving rural school districts. Keith says they help with financial aid and other application deadlines, but they also inspire and organize field trips.
Many of the students that we serve have never actually set foot on a college campus, right? So either it's because it's too far away physically or it's too far away mentally. They can't envision themselves on it.
Caroline Oakley is a senior at Northern Vance High School.
I only applied to University of North Carolina because I might go to Vance Granville for 2 years and then transfer there to save money.
The Carolina College Advising Corps encourages students to apply to at least one post-secondary school. That includes historically black colleges and universities, trade schools, four-year and two-year colleges. Torrey Rivas is a senior at Western Vance High School, the district's alternative school.
Yeah, I'm graduating in June, go to Vance Granville for 2 years and get my daycare degree and work at a daycare.
The important thing is she has a plan and a dream. Carolina College Advising Corps numbers show rural schools partnering with an advising corps have a 10 to 11% higher college enrollment rate than those that don't. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.